USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed 25 million infections since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, as states continue to labor to vaccinate their most at-risk residents. Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Javier Becerra says the new administration won't be able to reverse the trajectory of the pandemic overnight, but he tells CNN that federal coordination with the states will help get things back to normal faster.
We can do better. We can not only control COVID, but get us back to real normality. But it takes everybody, all hands on deck. We've got to make sure we're coordinating and we are talking to people. We can't just tell the states, here's some PPEs, some masks, here's some vaccines, now go do it. No, no. When we hand them over, we stay with them and provide resources to make it happen. We do that. If we get people following the president's guidance of wearing a mask for these first 100 days, we're going to get control of this thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
One of the first issues President Biden took on upon taking office was immigration reform, sending Congress a proposal that would create a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people illegally in the country. That's along with announcing a 100-day moratorium on deportations for certain non-citizens. He also issued an executive order to protect a program to shield people who were brought to the United States as children from deportation. Biden's proposal is already drawing pushback from Senate Republicans. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the president's proposal is dead on arrival. He tells Fox News there won't be much support for a measure that hurts American workers.
The bill that Joe Biden sent last week, I think, will be dead on arrival. It's far to the left of any immigration bill the Congress has considered. It would flood the labor markets with millions of unskilled migrants, whether they're here presently as illegal aliens or they're rushing to the border now. That would be terrible for working-class Americans, taking their jobs away or driving their wages down.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new mission to Mars will endeavor to find out what the red planet sounds like. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the red planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Half of Super Bowl 55 is set as Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are set to play for a championship in their home stadium. The Bucs defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 Sunday in the NFC Championship game. Brady threw for 280 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions to reach his 10th Super Bowl. Tampa Bay also becomes the first team to play a Super Bowl hosted in their home stadium. They'll take on the winner of the AFC Championship game, either Kansas City or Buffalo. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.